corresponding with the 6th of January 2025. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfawu ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul qurar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر إنا نحن نزلنا الذكرى وإنا له لحافظون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله تعالى يرفع بهذا القرآن أقواما ويدعو به آخرين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتی عبدالقادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Aafa with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala grant us the blessings of this Mubarak month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Rajab 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 41, Surah Hamim As-Sajda, Surah Fussilat, and verses 39 and 40. However, before we do that, we say Barakallahu Fikum Dumua Salim Kareem and Appa, and Jazakallahu Khairan to our brother Dawood Mundli in the Ansar studio and our brother Bonface here in our studio. Thank you very much. Alhamdulillah, so now we can start with the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Our starting point is chapter 41, verses 39 and 40. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states in the noble Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and from his signs and symbols, you go to the beach. So many people are there in Durban, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, East London. And when you walk there on the banks, on the shore, you will know whether a child walked there, or a big person, size 12, size 13, or a medium-sized person. So when that can show you the signs of a human being or an animal had walked there, so imagine the signs which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has shown us within ourselves, within the cosmos, within the entire universe. How many signs? But when people themselves want to remain blind, then who do you blame? You only blame yourself. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ When people themselves, they want to go on the wrong path, then Allah opens their heart, and then they are led astray. Not because Almighty Allah led them astray initially, they themselves wanted to go astray. So we need to understand that as well. Chapter 41, verses 39-40. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ And from the signs and symbols of Almighty Allah, أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ That you see the land and the sand, خَاشِعَةً That it is totally dry. There is no sign of any life and so forth. It is lackluster. You see in winter and so forth and so on. فَإِذَا And suddenly, أَنزَلْنَا And we send down the water, the rain. Almighty Allah uses the term we. Who can give us rain? Who can go and give us life and death? Nobody besides Him. So Almighty Allah is stamping His majesty, His authority, His sovereignty. فَإِذَا And suddenly, hence, أَنزَلْنَا That we send down. عَلَيْهَا On the land and sand. عَلَيْهَا And the water comes down, and then you see movement. You see, regarding Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, when she was going to receive the dates, so remember, Almighty Allah told her, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا Chapter 19, verse 25. Just shake the tree, little bird, and you will see the fresh dates will fall upon you, the fresh and the ripe dates. So yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us, فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ And you will see movement in the land. You will see that now something is growing, developing. وَرَبَتْ And now it's growing and increasing, getting higher and higher. So who gives life? The land was dead. So who brought about the flora, the fauna, the fruit, the vegetable? Who did all that? إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا Verily the one and only supreme being who gave life to the land and the sand. لَمُحْيِ الْمَوْتَى He will give life to those who have passed on. So everybody who passed away, who is dead on the day of justice. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِ الْإِذَامَ وَيَرَمِيمَ They brought the bones that were decomposed, disintegrated from the graveyard cemetery. So the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, who will give life to that or these bones while they have decomposed and so forth? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Himself alone will give life to it. Who gave life to it the first time? So He will give life. He will resurrect it. Chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, verse number 79. So 78, 79. So Almighty Allah is teaching us everything is in the Qudrat Kamila, the absolute authority, power of Almighty Allah. Innahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Verily, He has power over everything. So that is what we should understand. Innal ladhina yulhidun. Fi ayatina. Verily, those people who have yulhidun ilhad. Ilhad means, in this text context, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, wad'u shay' ala ghayri mahallihi. To place something not in its proper place, but you corrupt the meaning, you corrupt the text of it. Just like the Jutlas and the Jews used to do with the Torah. Just like how the Pope and the priest and pastors do with the Injil. The Gospel and the Bible. You call that ilhad, to deviate and corrupt the text. So verily those people who are corrupting the text and the meaning fi ayatina, regarding our verses, la yakhfawna alayna, they are not hidden from us. We know them very well. We know their shenanigans, what they carry out daytime in the brightness of the day or in the darkness of the night. So now Almighty Allah is posing a rhetorical question. Who is better? أَفَمَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. So what, the person who will be flung into Jahannam, into the fire and inferno, is he better, خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ يَأْتِي آمِنَي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, or the person who comes with safety, security, with Iman, Islam, on the day of justice, which one is better? So every person will say, the one who comes with safety and security compared to the one that's flung into the fire. So Almighty Allah is warning humanity and posterity, اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ الْوَعِيدُ لَا الْأَمْرُ لِلْإِبَاحَةِ. This is wa'idun shadeed. They do as you please. So it doesn't mean people go rob the bank, go commit fornication, adultery, take riba interest, get busy with drugs and alcohol and say, Allah said this. Allah is warning you, a severe warning. You will be accountable, and there will be the day of reckoning. اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ, do whatever you want to do. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is all observing of whatever you do. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla protect us min as-sayyi'at, from all forms of vices and sins, and give us tawfiq to continue with the good deeds, and stay away from kufr, shirk and nifaq, stay away from blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship and hypocrisy. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 6th of Rajab, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 458 today, and we present to you the news, views, interviews from locally, nationally, internationally and globally. Alhamdulillah, 3 jutlas dispatched to hell. We have no sympathy, empathy for them. Let them get roasted, toasted in the hellfire in Jahannam. Alhamdulillah. Biden the Harami is going to give $8 billion worth of arms and ammunition to Israel. So he wants to go out with the bang, but he doesn't realize that what Quran says, the more you are spending, the more you will regret, ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ, and then you will be defeated. Defeated in Ukraine, and there the Russian invasion, day number 1047, 1047 days today. And remember Ukraine, NATO, Europe being defeated, and yes, subhanallah, Hamas and the Houthis, H&H, giving America, giving Britain, giving Israel a torrid time. They don't know what to do. Therefore you must read about Melman. Those of you who want the article, just send me a note, and just don't make big long stories, just write Melman, M-E-L-M-A, then I'll send you the article from the Jewish press. And remember that he says that America, Britain, Israel have gone crazy. They don't know what to do with the Houthis, and these are the people there in Yemen. They're sending the missiles and so forth, 4 or 5 million. That 5 million is half the population of Israel, have to rush to their shelters and bunkers and so forth. They say, we can't sleep, we can't work. So Allah is going to continue punishing you Jutlas and Jews wherever you are, and that is the promise of Almighty Allah, chapter 7 verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish the Jews wherever they are with the worst punishment here in this world, and then the worst in the year after, everlasting doom and gloom in Jahannam. UN to investigate the war crimes perpetrated by Israel regarding the damaging of the hospitals and so forth and clinics there. Israel, in the past 3 days, they martyred and murdered and killed more than 250 people in 3 days or so. Can you believe such a nation, a cursed nation? They want to cry for sympathy by everybody regarding regarding the Holocaust. 6 million, one big fat lie. Hitler did the right thing. On many aspects, we agree with him. Regarding the interest issue, regarding the pornography, homosexuality, on these points, we agree with him. And it was not even 1 million, that 6 million, they just sucked out from their thumb. You must remember that. So each one of you should know that. Hamas played a master stroke. They let one of the hostages speak, you must remember, for 3 minutes, and said, you better do something before we get killed here, and so forth and so on. So this weekend, thousands and thousands of Israeli protesting against Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, against him, Ben Gvir, and the terrorist, and Smotrich, and the super terrorist, all haramis, the entire government of Israel. 60 million Americans are freezing. You see that? The Americans thought that they are the superpower. Allah, Jalla Wala, just give them a sample example. That see, in your Kansas and other places, Mississippi and wherever else, there's 60 million plus people, no planes, no trains, no nothing. It's minus 18, minus 19, minus 20 and more. It will go to, inshallah, Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Ya Allah, you punish the Jutlas and the Americans who are supporting Israel and the Jews. So Israel is massacring the journalists. Remember that. Every war crime they committed now in the past 15 months, the Jutlas. Therefore, we say, without fear and favor, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Syria to start flying international flights, you must remember, from tomorrow, Tuesday. Didn't I tell you that guy's name is Jewlani, Jewlani. There's already talk from his government, the new government which they are now establishing, that they will establish ties with Israel. All sell out, these guys. Remember that the dollar for them is their god, and they will sell out the Syrian people and so forth. He belonged to ISIS, he belonged to Al-Qaeda, now he wants to run the government. Only a fool will believe him, what he's going to say and so forth. They want to please everybody and so forth. Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz. Gideon Levy is one of the best journalists of the Haaretz. He says, if you highlight the war crimes of Israel committed in the past 15 months, they will call you a Nazi. But we say, go to hell. We will speak the truth, whether the Jews, Jutlas or Jutlis, like it or not, whether the Zionists or the Jews like it or not. Listen to this. Like our African countries are waking up. They kicked out the French and told them, you pack up from here. We don't want one whitey here from France or anywhere. Honduras is threatening America to expel their troops from there. You're going to get out if you continue interfering in our internal affairs. That is what is required. To kick out these Americans and British and French and all these haramis. They like to poke their nose everywhere. Trump will be charged officially again this week, Friday, you must remember, and he will not face jail time and so forth, but he will be the first president to enter the White House as a criminal. 34 charges, felony charges against him. Felony means serious, serious crimes. Imagine what a humiliating for him, humiliation and disgrace for him. And the honorable judge, his name is Jew judge, you must remember, Merson or Merchant. So Allah knows how you pronounce it. You can check it up there. Hamas is prepared to release 34 hostages of the Israelis with the condition there must be a permanent ceasefire. And that Netanyahu is not prepared to accept, because he knows then he will lose everything and then go to jail and prison. That's where he's going. Saudis woke up a little bit. They are sending food aid and so forth to Syria. Saudis are basking in their glory. Oil has reached record levels now. $6.33 million per, that is barrels per day. Can you imagine how much money that is? So barrels per day, they are making 6.33 3 million US dollars per day. So they must remember, it will go into the billions and billions of rands. Jimmy Carter, who was the president of America, 77 to 81, so state funeral for him over 6 days. He also said, Israel is an apartheid state. Therefore, majority of the Jews and Israelis, they hated and despised him. Blinken, another war criminal. Bush, Blinken criminal. Blair, criminal. And Biden and Blinken, criminals. Whole lot, remember, war criminals. He admitted yesterday in the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, U.S. was giving aid to Ukraine even before the Russian invasion. You see that? So now the Popocom dance. Now you can see everything is coming out. They say, Israeli press, Haaretz, say Erdogan is dreaming about the great Syria, which he will control, meaning he will get rid of the Kurds and so forth. So they say that they will be the ones to play the major role, Israel. The Israeli, yes, wherever you catch a Jutla and you have evidence they were part of the genocide, of crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing, you must go there and get them arrested, and they must face war crime charges. Remember, one Jutla, one Harami, one Jew was in Brazil, and it was said that he committed war crimes there in Gaza, so he had to take a quick flight out there. So that is what we need to do with these Jutlas. Humiliate them, name them, shame them, nail them, and wake up, you Ummah, you need to help in this day. One Chinese character arrested in Congo, and you know how much cash he had with him? $800,000 plus some gold bars. What the hell you guys doing in Congo? That America is there, Britain is there, the Ching Chongs are there, and everybody wants to rape and plunder the country. So that is what you find there. Mozambique, again on tenterhooks, remember that this week Friday, they say, will be the inauguration of the president. But he says, the opposition leader, I am coming back there this Thursday, and we will see who will get inaugurated, because there's so much trouble there, and there will be strikes and there will be protests and so forth. Allah have mercy there on what's happening, remember, in Mozambique. Let's carry our country stories, news, views, interviews. South Africa is becoming a mafia state. South Africa is becoming a mafia state. You want to do construction, the mafia is there. You want to do other work, the mafia is there. So we're going into that direction, it seems. Johannesburg Water, they used to carry an advert. I remember it very well. They said Johannesburg will be an international city and a city world class. You can't even give water. Johannesburg Water, more than 90 places, there will be shortage of water here in Johannesburg and around Johannesburg. Imagine how hopeless, useless these characters are. But they want 8 and 10 bodyguards. Hopeless, useless characters there. The king is in big trouble there of Zululand. You see that? The Zulu king. He divorced his first wife, and now he's preparing to get married to another wife. I wonder, he wants to imitate the king of Swaziland, Iswatwani, whatever the hell you call it. So you must remember, we know it as Swaziland. He got about 16 wives. I don't know if this guy wants to mimic him or what he wants to do. So these guys are very busy, you know, with their rifles and so forth. So our program today, 8:30 to 9, I'll come down. Mona Zaid and myself will speak about Yemen and the Houthis. Who are they? What are they? What are they doing? And so forth and so on. Then inshallah, 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, the report back, our trip to Senten, Masjid al-Kawthar. Very good, mashallah. And thereafter will be tonight the Q&A live, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, on Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, with Hafiz Hussein Wadi, inshallah al-Aziz, tonight between 8 and 10. Masalim Karim, we have 25 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A. Barakallahu fiqh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Is it permissible
to do business in forex trading.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our deen is a deen kamil, which means that it is a complete, comprehensive religion. We have a foundation, and that is our aqaid, our belief structures. We believe in the oneness of Almighty Allah. We believe in all the prophets, all the angels, all the divine books and scriptures, the day of justice, in destiny, and so forth and so on. And we believe Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the last and final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. That is our foundation. Now the structure itself. So the first wall we have is ibadat, our acts of worship, our namaz, our salat, our zakat, our compulsory charity, our fasting during Ramadan, so that etc. Then you come to your second wall, mu'amalat, our business dealings, our transactions. So that is where that will come in. I'll explain to you now. Third wall, our mu'ashara, our interaction. Interaction with our spouses, husband, wife, interaction with children, interaction with in-laws and outlaws, interaction with our employees, interaction with our neighbors, interaction with people around the world. So that is mu'ashara. And how to live on this earth as a human being and not like an animal. And the fourth one is our akhlaq, our character. So we need to be people who are sincere, people who have good, you understand, we are honest people, integrity, all that there will be there. There will be no nifaq and hypocrisy and so forth. So once you have the foundation, you must remember the structure. Now you have to put the ceiling and the roof. How much you want to practice on, O Muslim, so you can make it one story, double story, triple story, you can make it 100 stories or more, depending how much you want to practice on and how much you want to propagate. So that is our Islam. So what does Islam say? Question posed regarding forex trading. It is called Bay'us Sarf. What is Bay'us Sarf in this Arabic and Islamic terminology? Bay'us Saman Bithaman. You give me $100, I give you 2,000 rand, 1,800 rand, whatever we agree on. So is that permissible? Yes, permissible, with one proviso. It must be a cash deal. I gave you now, and you gave me the different, the opposite amount, and that is the same time, spot deal, cash deal. Not that I give you now, and you tell me you'll give me tomorrow after 6 hours, 10 hours. Today we know the world is a global village, so people just sit on the computers, millions and billions of dollars, euros, pounds, rands, rupees, reals, all that are exchanged. So it must be done immediately. That you see today you got EFT and you got this and so forth and so. Then it is permissible. But once there is a delay, 6 hours, 10 hours, tomorrow, then it's not permissible. This is gold one side, silver one side, dollar one side, rand one side. So in principle, permissible, but conditioned, it must be a spot deal, cash deal, no credit involved.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for women to wear socks while making Umrah?
Remember, not only permissible, my sister, it is compulsory upon you that you must wear socks and so forth. Not only in Umrah, whenever you emerge and leave your home, you're going to the hospital to see your daughter, sister, mother, or father, so whatever. So you must remember, for ladies to wear socks when they leave home is compulsory. And that verdict is mentioned in the Noble Quran, according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, chapter 24, verse number 31. وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُؤْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. And you, the ladies, you must not be exposing your beauty, that is your feet. Allah Ta'ala called the feet beauty, so to cover it is compulsory. Only the Hanafis say it's not compulsory when you are going out to cover the feet and so forth. But we are telling you, the Hanafi ladies, when you go for Umrah, then you must and you should cover your feet. Why? Because you must remember that, imagine you are right by the most sacred place, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Haram Sharif, and you are performing tawaf. Yeah, the men, strange men are touching your heels, touching your toes. So who? The sun is on who? On you, obviously. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work that out. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادِمْ. Just now you did the word ilhad. Inna alladhina yulhiduna fi ayatina. So those people who corrupt and those people who change the meaning, the words of their divine books and scriptures, the Jews, the Christians, and so forth. So you committing ilhad, deviation here. You're supposed to be wearing your socks and you're not wearing, oh sister, oh lady. Bi zulmin, you're making zulam, oppression, and remember, transgression. And this is just intention of it. Quran says, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ أَيْ فِي الْحَرَمْ. Whosoever commits this mixed intention of deviation, oppression, transgression in the haram area, you just made intention. نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, we will punish that person a horrible, terrible punishment. So imagine you sisters that you look for loopholes and you look for this and so forth and so on. So that is not right. All of you should be wearing, remember, your socks or your leather socks and so forth when you go for Umrah and so forth. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. A painful, terrible, horrible punishment awaits you. So we will say it's wajib, compulsory for you to do so. So remember, especially that is called الْفِقْهُ الْوَاقِعِ. You must see what is happening nowadays. Ask any person who just came back from Makkah, Medina, how the crowd are pushing there and so forth, our ladies and so forth. So therefore, we also must now look at reality and we must change the certain mindset of our people and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, we intend to visit Taif. What places should we see there?
Excellent. All of you who are in Makkah Mukarramah, you should visit Taif. It's just 1 hour drive from Makkah. And nowadays, whatever visa you have, they allow you. Whether you have a Umrah visa, you have a tourist visa, so you got no problem. You just keep your passport with you. And then in case there's a taftish and there's a police checkpoint and so forth, and you have your visa with you, so there's no problem with that. Similarly, when you are there in Medina to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madina Munawwara, go visit. You must remember Khaybar. So your program should be after Fajr Salat. Then you have Nashta, then you have Rasta. Early morning, have early breakfast, and then you start moving up with a taxi. And before Zohar, you will be back in the Haramain Sharifain, whether you are in Makkah, Medina. However, when you go to Taif, first thing, take your ihram with you, take your towels with you for the men. So when you go to Taif, then you must tell the taxi person, he must show you where is Hunain after Fatah Makkah. This are the sequence of events. Learn about it. So this is the chronological table. So the Fatah Makkah, conquest of Makkah, took place in the 8th year of the Hijrah, the 21st of Ramadan, a Saturday. And thereafter, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thousands of people embrace Islam. Yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. They entered into the fold of Islam in their droves. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam went in the direction of Hunain. You will pass Hunain when you go towards Taif. Almighty Allah states, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاتِنَ كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنِ. Allah Ta'ala helped you, assisted you so many places, and especially the day of Hunain, because some Sahaba who just entered Islam were new Muslims. They said, we are 12,000. and the enemies are 4,000. We can never lose today. So they lost initially. There were losses for them. Then Allah's mercy came, the angels came, and then victory was granted to the Muslims. So tell him to show you that place. And then from there, you carry on to Taif. And then I'll tell you what to see in Taif. On the way back, so remember was, that is Jirana. From there, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to perform Umrah to thank Allah Jalla wala, Ya Allah, you gave us victory. You gave us victory there in Makkah. You gave us victory there in Hunain. You gave us victory in Taif. Now I make a Umrah. And that is to show thankfulness, gratefulness to Almighty Allah, gratitude to Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So all these are places, if you have a good taxi driver, he should show you. Now you enter Taif. First place you should go is Masjid Abdullah ibn Abbas. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ أَبْدُلَّهِ. Do you know who's Abdullah bin Abbas? Hadith Bukhari Sharif. When the Master alayhi salatu salam performed Hajj in the 10th year of the Hijrah, لَمْ يَحْتَلِيمْ. He was not even baligh. And 90% when the Master alayhi salam passed away 3 months after that also, he was not baligh and not mature. But he was Ra'isul Mufassirin, Bahrul Ulum, an ocean of knowledge, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran. Why? When he was still a very young boy. So in Manaqib, in the virtues of Abdullah ibn Abbas, go open al-Isaba and fi tamyizi sahaba by Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah. So he writes, and you find in the hadith kitab, so many hadith kitab, Mustada Ahmad, Mishkat and so forth. So the point here is made, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraced him. You will find in Targhib wa Tarhib also. And the Master alayhi salam made dua for him. Allahumma fa'allimhu, Allahumma faqihu fi deen, Allahumma faqihu fi deen wa'allimhu ta'wil. Give him profound understanding of deen of Islam, the religion of Islam. Teach him the meaning, interpretation of the Noble Quran. In the year 68, he passes away. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali's son, who was a Tabi'i successor, performed his Salatul Janaza. His biography is written there on the wall in Arabic, where the masjid is, the biggest masjid in Taif, just next to it there on the side, his grave Mubarak is there. So you must and you should go there. Then you should go to Masjid Addas. It's all open now. So Masjid Addas, when the Master alayhi salam went first time there to Taif, the people pelted him and the people hurt and injured the Master alayhi salam, Allah forbid. Tears in his eyes, he cried to Allah, Allahumma inni ashku ilayk, I complain to you, Ya Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam came, Ya Rasulullah, does akhshaban, learn this word akhshaban, is mentioned in the hadith as well, that if you want these two mountains that are here, I will crush all these enemies of yours, Ya Rasulullah. He was, he is, he will always be the exclusive rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Said no, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innam la ya'lamun. Ya Allah, forgive my people, they don't know what they are doing, they are rejecting me, their awlad, their offspring, their progeny will believe in me. So Addas came, he saw all this with water and grapes, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, from where are you? So he said, I am from that part, you must remember, of Iraq, you know. So you must remember the Master alayhi salatu salam said, my brother Yunus alayhi salatu salam comes from there. So then he knew that Nabi alayhi salam is special. He kissed the Mubarak hands of the Master alayhi salatu salam and he embraced Islam. So the masjid is named after him, Masjid Addas. So remember that. And thereafter you go to where the exact battle Ma'rikatu Ta'if took place. So all that, we've been there several times. Then you go to Sail, Sail Kabir. That is where the Miqat is. Wonderful facilities. You can buy your ihram, your sandals, or shopping, all that can be. And they have proper, you understand, bathroom, washroom facilities, shower, everything they have there. So you go there and make intention for Umrah. And wonderful. So that is what you should do. We highly encourage it. For male and female, you should go go to Taif and make the intention of Sunnah. I asked one guy who is South African, what you saw in Taif? He said, I saw two things. I saw a lot of monkeys and I saw Sheraton Hotel. I asked him nothing else. He said, no. So you see, that is a fool and an idiot, you know, moron. So remember, you go make that intention. So make intention of Masjid Taif, of Masjid Ibn Abbas, Masjid Adas, and the battle where Taif battle took place. Not to go see the monkeys and Sheraton Hotel and all waste of time. And then you go to sail and make intention and perform Umrah from there. To perform Umrah from there is wajib, compulsory. According to the Hanafis, according to Shafis, Hanbalis, and them is better, but not compulsory.
Mufti Sahab, can an imam lead salah sitting on a chair?
Not permissible if he's not performing sajda on the ground. If he's sitting but he's performing sajda on the ground, then he can be imamat. You see, Taraweeh, Ramadan is coming. That imam is very old, or he's sickly, or he's got problems with his feet and knees and legs and whatever you. So he sits and reads, but he makes sajda on the ground. So then he's valid. But if he makes sajda just by ishara, just by signs and so forth, then according to Hanafis, he can't be the imam. You must remember that. No for Far Salat, no for Taraweeh Salat, no Salat. And that is the fatwa, the verdict of the Hanafis. Shafis, Ambalis, Malikis and all of them, they're very, very flexible on such issues. So for them, they say it will be permissible. But Hanafis say not permissible. So we need to take cognizance of these issues. Yeah, we can't just be making a zonke lungile, everything permissible. So therefore, you should not appoint such person as an imam.
Mufti Sahab, is there anything special about plans for placing on the qabr?
Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed two graves, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, wa innahuma la yu'adhaban wa ma yu'adhaban fi kabir. That the Master alayhi salam said that these two graves, the inmates, they are being punished, but it is not such a major crime that they are. One, la yastanzihu min al bowl, that when he is to urinate, he was not particular regarding the splashes of the urine. Hadith in Tirmidhi, istanzihu min al bowl fa inna amata adab al qabri minhu. Watch out for the splashes of urine. You who use the high toilet, you who use urinals, are you not ashamed of yourself? You take out your private right there and you're showing everybody by the urinal, and it's haram to use that. And there in Mina and Arafat, Muzdalifah, I saw myself when I used to go for Hajj 10-15 years ago. On air, I used to condemn the Saudi regime for that. I say this is an insult, this is an affront to us, the Hujjaj. One side you say, Khidmatul Hujjaj. Jaji Sharaful Lana, there to serve the Hajjis in honor for us. And one side you treat us like this, you put that urinals there, which the Kafirs and non-Muslims use, and you put it in the holiest land. So you must remember, we must be very meticulous, careful about that. It's haram for Muslim men to use all these urinals and so forth. Just go and take out your thing and then make ding-a-ling there, all that. All haram, all that business there. So anyway, so that is why issue. Second issue, and the second one that he used to make, you must remember that he used to carry tails and so forth from here. Faqad ata bin nabima and all that. So carry tails from A to B to C to like that. So then Nabi alayhi salatu salam took one branch and made it into two pieces and put it there and said that it was innahuma la yukhaffafan ma lam yaybasa. So as long as this plant don't get dry, this branch don't get dry, so the punishment will be decreased. So we don't approve that people must take bouquets, people must take roses, make all that. There was a great scholar of hadith in Egypt, Allama Ahmad Muhammad Shakir Rahimahullah. He wrote a wonderful, you understand, commentary on Tirmidhi. In there he wrote one fatwa, beautiful title, Bid'atu Zuhur Alal Qabur, is is bid'ah, haram, to put all these flowers, roses and all that on the graves and so forth. So you use evergreen plants and you use that, that's fine. It will make zikr, it will help the deceased. And we as Muslims should be making dua daily for them. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41, رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established, and give out charity on their behalf.
Muftisab, if a person has a piece of cloth from the Kaaba, when someone passes away, can we put that piece of cloth in the qabr with the kafan?
Remember, there was a Sahabi, Abdullah radiallahu an, and his father was who? Ra'isul Munafiqeen. Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites, died 100% kafir, non-Muslim. So remember that he, Abdullah, came to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, my father has passed away. Give us your kurta mubarak, we will use it as his kafan, and you must perform Salatul Janaza. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu stood there by Nabi alayhi salam and said, Atusalli ala hadal munafiq, you're going to read Salat for this hypocrite, and so forth and so on. Nabi alayhi salam said, I've been given a choice, and so forth. The Salatul Janaza was performed. What Umar said was right. Surah 9 verse 84, in future, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, wala tusalli ala ahadim minhum mata abada wa la taqum ala qabri. You can't read Salatul Janaza, you can't pray for them, you can't visit them in the graveyard and so forth, all haram. And regarding him, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, chapter number 4 verse 145, innal munafiqeena fi darkil asfali minan nar, he's dispatched to the lowest dungeon and layer of Jahannam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving his kurta mubarak. So if you have the kiswa, the ghilaf of the Kaaba Musharrafa, and you put there in your mother's grave or father's grave, not in the grave, in the kafan you put it, remember. So you place it inside there, the kafan, the fatwa is jaiz. I did it for my beloved mother. So you must remember that. We don't have to announce to everybody that time, I'm teaching you something. When I went there, so I used to meet the mashayikh. So I met Sheikh Alawi Maliki. So then, he used to love it when I used to meet him. He said, Sheikh, take all my kitabs. I told him, Sheikh, I'm going with Tayyara, not Bakira. I'm not going with a ship, you know, I'm going. So he just laughed. He put money in my pocket. He gave me the kiswa, small portion and all that. So I made it into two. I said, one for my beloved mother and one for who? We will see, inshallah. So yes, it is permissible.
Mufti Saab, can a person read half an hour before time sets in for Asr Namaz if they wish to travel and being a Hanafi?
Remember that our advice to all of you, whether you are a Hanafi or Shafi or Maliki or Hanbali, once the time sets in, here by us the time sets in nowadays for Asr 4:20, 4:15, according to majority scholars. So just to make it on the hour, let's say 4 o'clock nowadays, you want to read your Asr Salat. Is it permissible? Our fatwa verdict is permissible, safaran wa hadara, whether you're at home or whether you are traveling, and you're not going out of the Hanafi school. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad rahimahullah. They said that Asr Salat time starts after Mithal, after one shadow and so forth, and after two shadows is only Imam Abu Hanifa's verdict. If you look at Dalil and evidence, then majority scholars, their evidence is much, much stronger. So therefore, if you are traveling and you're a Hanafi, or you are at home, my sister, and you read Asr Salat, 4 o'clock, 4:15, all that, yeah, in the Gauteng region, our area, yeah, totally permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Saab, someone is earning a rosy by hunting. Can Mufti Saab please confirm if it is permissible for me to consume the animal if the person said Bismillah and shot it down.
For you, Mawlana Salim Kareem, all the ulama, all the students, all the brothers, sisters who know the Arabic language, write down this book here. Everyone should try and procure. It's called Munyatu Sayyadin. And I remember when I purchased this book, it was black cover, and the last copy there in Makkah. I was elated. It was Makkah or Medina. Munawwara, but I was elated, delighted, just got the last copy. So they must be copies now, Munyatu Sayyadin. So it's got all the laws regarding hunting and so forth and so on. Excellent masterpiece. Innal Musannif qad afada wa jada fi hadha al mawdu. He did justice to this topic there. Right in the ending, they got a fatwa of a mufti of the Hanafi school. His name, everything is written. And in those olden days, 100 years ago, plus minus, so he was from Damishq and Damascus, and Hanafi, and he passed a fatwa that a ramyu or a saydu bil rasas, that to go and shoot the animal with bullets. Now the mistake we make, this is now many a time our ulama and students, they make this mistake. We are speaking of today. Today, you know, these people who know of hunting, and they shoot with it, hunting gun and hunting bullets and so forth. So our fatwa is, if you shoot it and you read Bismillah Allahu Akbar before pulling the trigger, it hit the prey and the target, and then it was still alive, then you must go and slaughter it. If the animal died, then with that bullet, so remember the fatwa is totally permissible. And this is what Mufti Taqi and many of the Hanafi ulama also state nowadays. And you must remember the Arab ulama from those days, they're saying it's permissible. If you look at the hadith, kul ma khazaq, eat what the, you see, if the arrow goes through the animal and the animal dies, is halal. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah wrote that in one fatwa of his in Imdadul Muftin. So therefore it will be permissible, provided that you said Bismillah Allah Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.